Well, folks, we are opening up this week's inbox, which is always a question from you, one of our listeners. These are real questions received in real time, and we bring in an expert to answer it. And this week, it's Diane Moon, one of our counselors here at Focus. Hey, Diane.
Hi.
Great to have you.
It's good to be here.
Oh, well, this one is from a guy, and he basically lays it out here. So I'm going to just start in with the question. This guy says, I'm worried that I don't have much in common with most women. The last few women I've been out on a few dates with have shared the same sort of feedback, that they don't feel I have much in common with them, and it's hard to build a relationship. One lady told me I was too much of a guy's guy and needed to pursue some more feminine-friendly interests. I'm comfortable with who I am, and my hobbies don't define me, but I've always had that nagging feeling that maybe I need to change a thing or two in order to make myself more likely to get a chance for a relationship. Any thoughts?
You know, what I would say to that is maybe a little bit flexible, showing some flexibility. And also, you know, the flexibility comes through confidence. Mm-hmm. And so I think women like confident men that aren't afraid to do maybe the girly feminine thing. So that would be one of my thoughts for him. Being authentic, be yourself. I don't know, when I read, you know, when I see this about having much in common with most women, I wonder, is he trying too hard? Versus just being himself and showing interest toward the woman that he's with. The other thing I'd say is be friends first.
Yeah.
Be friends. And then, you know, there might be some things that he might actually be interested in doing. It brings to mind a couple that I was working with. And he was kind of a, you know, we used to call him kind of a mountain man, hunting, all that kind of stuff. Camping. And the girl that he was dating was like, you know, mall kind of girl. And she wanted to go to the opera, and she'd been in the opera, you know, she had been going since her college years. And so he was like, the opera, what is it? You know, but because he was so interested in her and was wanting to pursue that relationship, he actually went to the opera. And one of his comments was, it's really not that bad. He's like, you know, we've got the words up there in English, so I don't really have to feel like I don't understand what's going on. But again, it's something, is being flexible and showing interest in the woman that you're with. Allow her to speak and talk about her interests and hobbies. And he doesn't have to show who he is and all his interests. So I think flexibility would be the one that I'd really, you know, really enforce, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And I think it goes both ways. I mean, women you know, don't just be all about your own stuff. Take some interest in what the guy is about and what really gets, you know, gets him excited. I was trying to think to myself, like, what, you know, trying to get a picture of this guy. And I'm like, okay, what is this dude's deal? And I'm like, okay, is he like full on Duck Dynasty? Like, can he just not find a clean shirt? Does he just constantly have grease on under his fingernails because he's fixing cars? I was trying to think of what kind of extreme there would be that would be so, because my thing is, in addition, I mean, yeah, if you can't cross over into some common interests, you're probably going to have a problem. But at the same time, it's totally fine to have your own interests too. I mean, I think the other extreme is these couples that think they have to do everything together all the time and they can't be their own people, you know? So I would encourage him to those things that he's really into and that make him who he is. You know, some women will appreciate that.
And you're right.
It is okay with it.
It is a two-way street. Because when you're getting to know someone, you want to know their world. And so, you know, going back to this couple that I was working with, he wanted to go camping and she's like, I don't do camping. I love malls, going to the mall. But because she was interested in him also, she was willing to do it. But they compromised or negotiated is a better word. She wanted to go to a place that had hot water and showers, and which to him wasn't really camping. But again, yes, it is both ways. And it's okay to be flexible, and there's going to be things that you're not interested in. And that's okay. But you've got to find those common interests. You really do.
I would also say, guys, you know, you'll probably get some points by being pretty proactive in this area. I mean, if she seems to be interested in some of the things you're interested in, don't just rely on that. Actually ask her about what she wants to do. Because some girls are going to play the wallflower and they're going to be like, that's okay with me, whatever. Or maybe they do enjoy that. But at some point, maybe do something that specifically they want to do. Don't just always move into the comfortable. I'm just saying, it's just a little point of
Well, and again, that ties into, is he listening to the girl?
Right. Or even asking questions before even listening.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness. Sure. Yeah. Well, good. Good thoughts. Diane, thank you for weighing in on that. Folks, what do you think? We certainly want to get your opinions. Hop over to boundless.org. You can jump on the blog and give us your feedback on this post. Of course, we love to hear from you. You can write to us at editor@boundless.org. And also pop over to our social media, to Facebook and Twitter. Make sure that you are getting regular updates, because that's where the conversation keeps going. In the meantime, that is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.